coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And here on County, Samuel David Carl Tucker has pleaded guilty in circuit court before Judge Prill to methamphetamine possession. The charge relates to an incident on December 31, 2025 in Bad Axe, Michigan. Tucker faces a maximum of 10 years in prison or a $15,000 fine. Sentencing is set for June 8, 2026. A pre-sentence investigation report has been ordered. Bond continues at $3,500. Also in Huron County, in a recent circuit court proceeding, David Neil King was arraigned by Judge Frill on charges including assault or assault and battery and fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct. Represented by attorney Michael A. Morosky, King entered a plea of not guilty to both counts. The prosecution was represented by Timothy J. Rutkowski. A pretrial conference has been scheduled for May 18, 2026 at 10 a.m. Bond was continued at $3,500 personal recognizances, and the defense requested a 30-day adjournment to discuss a standing plea offer with the defendant. In Huron County also, Carla S. Peck has pleaded guilty to operating while intoxicated, third offense, and providing false information to a police officer. Circuit Court Judge Frill stated the charges relate to an incident on October 25th, 2025, in Caseville, Michigan. Ms. Peck was stopped for improper plates. She stated she had consumed three vodka drinks before driving. A blood test showed a blood alcohol content of 0.162. Her record includes previous OWIs convictions from November 2000 and August 2004. For the false information charge, Ms. Peck admitted to giving an officer her daughter's name, birth date, and address. The operating while intoxicated charge is a felony, carrying potential fines of $500 to $5,000 and 1 to 5 years in prison or probation with county jail time. The false information charge is a high court misdemeanor with a maximum sentence of 2 years in prison and or a $5,000 fine. Under the plea agreement, other counts will be dismissed. Sentencing is set for June 15, 2026 at 9 a.m. A pre-sentence investigation report has also been ordered. Bond remains at $6,000 with 10% posted. When we come back after this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right, whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb for 35 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news and more here on County Circuit Court, Richard Johnny and Allen pleaded guilty today to charges of possession of a firearm by a prohibited person and possession of ammunition by a prohibited person before Judge Prill. The plea agreement includes the dismissal of a third count and no habitual offender notice. Allen will forfeit the firearms and ammunition. The court accepted the plea after confirming Allen's understanding of his rights and the charges, Allen has prior convictions for criminal sexual conduct, third degree, a 15-year felony, and has not reestablished firearm rights. The firearm and ammunition were found in his home. Sentencing is scheduled for June 15, 2026 at 9 a.m. with a pre-sentence investigation report ordered. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.